We're going to do this segment now here at 8:17 on the ticket. We briefly did it at 5:35 the other morning, very early when we kicked off our show, but we thought we'd do a primetime version of dragging or cruising talk because this got kicked off about a week ago when Troy Aikman joined us on the show promoting Highway to Henrietta, his big music festival for his old hometown in Oklahoma, Henrietta. And the story that he told got us all thinking about this because it's something that you do in small towns and big towns, but Troy had never really heard of it. He said that he was in for culture shock when he moved from California to this little town in Oklahoma and was introduced to a new custom.
When I first moved there from a big town in Cerritos, California, suburb of Los Angeles, to 7 miles outside of town on a real working farm, it was an adjustment. And so I remember I asked some people, I said, "Hey, what do y'all do like on the weekends around here?" You know, we would go to the beach or we'd go to baseball. We'd go to Angel games or Dodger games or something like that, Disneyland, you know what I mean? And they said, "Well, we drag Maine." I said, "Drag Maine? What are you talking about?" And, you know, I mean, I'm thinking like really drag Maine, like the drag races down Main Street. I'm thinking, this place is nuts. And what it is they said, no. There's a tennis courts on the one end of town, and then there's the Sonic on the opposite end of town on Main Street, and you just make the loop. You just drive. Yeah. Drive down Main Street and make the loop. And I said, "Well, and then what?" No, that's what you do. I thought it was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard in my life. I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. Just like driving around the block all night. But that's what I did. Loved it. And I've told my girls about it. You know, sadly, I'm not a very good father in this way. They have never been to Henrietta. And so this will be their first trip to Henrietta. It's only a 3-hour drive. And, the other day they told me, they said, "Dad, we want to drag Maine when we're there." And I said, we will absolutely drag Maine. When we're there.
So, that's awesome.
That was Friday and Saturday nights.
Such a great story. A lot of funny lines in there. And I'm sure they did over the weekend, drag Maine.
I talked to Troy and his daughters on Friday, and they were going to do it that night.
Awesome.
They were going to, drive down Maine a couple of times.
How cool.
See what was up.
See, I have to confess, I'm like Troy. I still am kind of like Troy when he first moved to Henrietta in that, what do you mean drag Maine? Like, it just is confusing to me because I never did it in high school. I heard about my fellow high school students, it was Forest Lane for us. That's where they would go, and they would drag Forest. And I would have them explain it to me every single time, and I never could quite get it.
Okay, well, you're talking to a Forest Lane veteran and a Main Street /281 veteran in Marble Falls, so what do you want to know? Because that's all I did for about 5 years.
So the way I understand it is you drive this area that you know that other people are also planning to drive, and you hope to see someone that you know, and then at some point you may pull over into a parking lot somewhere and then visit, and somebody may have some beers, and you may meet some girls from another school who are with your friends.
You got it. That's it. Yeah, you're after beer and girls.
Yes. So why not just meet up at the parking lot to begin with?
Well, because you couldn't. If you did that, then they'd call the police and they'd break up. You're having a party in a parking lot.
They don't call the police after people stop at the parking lot?
Sometimes they would.
But you know you've got 20 minutes before they arrive, and so you hang out for a while.
Hang out,
and then you get going.
Maybe exchange numbers. Maybe you get them to ride along with you in your car and hang out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, how many times did you do this on Forest, would you say?
Let's see. Sophomore, junior, and senior year. There's 52 weekends in a year. Probably half of those weekends I spent at least one night up there. So hundreds of times I went up and
down.
Really? Yeah.
Dang.
By the way, you're
also
talking to a veteran of dragging, but for me it was dragging Hampton Road in DeSoto between Beltline and Pleasant Run. And I would do this with my cousin usually on Friday night, junior and senior year in high school, occasionally with kids from high school. But exact same scene. Get to Pleasant Run, do a U-turn, go back down. And it was just kids, back and forth all night, occasionally ducking into a parking lot. But yes, it was all about beer and girls.
So I would think that this is a very pre-cell phone-y kind of thing, but it probably still goes on in some sense, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Because I don't know either.
People have cell phones, and like, is there some relation to the fact, you know, how people get out and there's all these illegal actual drag races that happen,
right?
Or even just hey, you're getting out at this intersection where your buddy's doing the donuts in the center of it, but yet there's a crowd of 50 people. I mean, that's all mm-hmm. after cell phones, and
yeah.
people are still congregating in public spaces to.
I bet in the small towns, especially, it still goes on. You go, you drag the strip, see what's going on, who's up there. And you find out maybe where the party is, and then you leave the strip and you go to that party. That was a big thing.
I know now young people are not near as IRL as we were back in the day because they can be online. Well, heck, even me, what do? I hang out in my Discord on weekends. I don't
mm-hmm. yeah.
go to some public place.
Yeah, you're a real recluse.
Right. Right. But like now, a lot of young kids don't feel compelled to get together in person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's had to hurt dragging, as it's called.
I still think the kids in high schools find a way to, they just organize it with their phone, but they go hang out. They don't just hang out online.
Yeah, it's it may not be the same spots that we did. Our hangouts were the mall. I don't think the kids go there anymore. It was dragging Hampton for us. It was the town square when I lived in Lancaster. A lot of kids would hang out at the town square.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably have different spots. It may be the kid's home or, you know, I don't know where, but I'm sure they still... But not as much, though. You're right. Most of it is virtual.
It's not near as much because you don't have to... Because when we were kids, that's the only way you could hang out was in person. But like young people now, heck, you talk to a high school person and then like some of their best friends may be people they've never even met in real life and they live three states over, but they met online on some forum about a shared interest and then, mm-hmm. you know, they got real close with that person and there's just... They don't get in... together in person as much.
You digitally drag Maine.
Digitally drag Maine.
I'm telling you, I still think it's a thing in the smaller to mid-sized towns.
Yeah, and that may affect it. I mean, it does seem like, oddly enough and ironically, people in big cities are more isolated than mm-hmm. people in smaller towns.
What you're basically looking for is something to talk about on Monday morning. Hey, did you hear he got pulled over? He did? Yeah, they had beer in the trunk, but they didn't see it. Yeah. Sure, they met those... Hey, hear about him, he got in a fight. Really? Yeah. Those guys pulled up and threw beer bottles at him, so they pulled over and...
What kind of world is George living in out there? I'm getting concerned about you. Just,
those were the mean streets of Josie Lane and same one that Vanilla Ice grew up on. You know, it was rough streets.
Something I would add about why, to your question, Gordon, why drive up and down the street as opposed to just park in the parking lot and wait. There's an added excitement or electricity to being in motion, to being yeah. in your car that you may be proud of.
There's a treasure hunt thing
yes.
also going on.
Who are
there
you
too.
Pulling up to next to at this light?
Uh-huh.
You're going to have maybe 20 seconds if their window is down and your window is down to strike up a conversation.
Yeah,
you might have your stereo or you want to be playing your
you're
music.
Cranking some tunes yeah. that you like.
Show off your car. Show off. Yeah.
To be in motion, there was a certain electricity about that you didn't have in the parking lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, if any of my friends got a new car, even if it wasn't that great, we would say, well, we got to go to Forest.
Yeah.
You got to, and especially after we put a stereo, that was the first thing. We got to go to Forest and just crank it. I don't know what we were trying to accomplish. I guess we were trying to impress someone, but I don't think we did. Yeah, I wasted a lot of time.
What was your most successful night?
Didn't have one.
Yeah, we didn't have one either.
I accomplished nothing. No,
we didn't have one.
No, I never
was
met
excited
any,
about this. And
I never
now it's sad.
No, I never dated a girl because of some connection we made of, hey, pull over up to the hardware store parking lot. No.
My most successful night was the night that I went home depressed, which was every night.
Oh my god. Jeez.
No, actually we would have fun. We would never it would never lead to ultimate success, but
you were
it
with
was
your friends.
Fun.
Yeah, you're with your friends and someone had a heroic story by Monday morning. Mm-hmm. That someone did make out with some girl or you know, got a phone number, or, you know, the cops busted them up when they got into the parking lot and really get arrested?
Yeah, we got away, man.
No.
We took off.
The parents find out? Not yet, so be cool about it. Don't say anything.
Yeah, but Trevor got stopped, man. They totally.
Trevor. I think every town had their Hampton or their Forest or their Maine. Robbie says Cooper Street in Arlington.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Was one of our big drags. Sean, last week, when he was still with us doing tickers, said that... The late Sean Bass said that in Mesquite, it was Galloway, the Cruz Galloway.
Right. That deal.
Mike says, in the small Oklahoma town that I grew up in, we not only dragged Maine, but we also drove around and around the school in the morning and at lunch until the bell rang.
You
just wanted to be in motion in your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a lot of escapism that happened in cars when I was younger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wanted to get out of your house, and you had no place to really go. You couldn't go to other people's houses because they had parents that would sweat you.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just drive around aimlessly.
It's like the line from the Chris Knight song, Another Friday Night. You keep the beers out of sight. We ain't looking for trouble, but you wouldn't mind a fight. That was the other thing.
Fighting, yeah.
Yeah, fighting was a big thing. Hey, man, they totally threw down with these dudes from W.T. White. Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they went out with in mind one of the two F's happening, the word we can't say.
Right. Uh-huh.
And if that wasn't going to happen, you got in a fight.
Yeah.
1P1 says
mine wasn't like that. Mine was, hey, we ran into these guys from Pierce. Yeah, and we totally got into a debate.
1P1 says my daughter's going into her senior year in high school. Now that she drives, her and her friends go up and they drive around the large parking lot around their football stadium and around their high school. So that's the circle they make.
Okay.
So it still is kind of happening out there.
All
right, that's Dragging Maine Talk. Thanks to Troy for the topic.